Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. India-UK Free Trade Agreement, most comprehensive agreement so far, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. Death toll rises to 164 after massive earthquakes hit Venezuela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses condolences and offers support for rescue and relief operations. Prime Minister Modi to visit Seychelles from 27th to 29th of this month to attend Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as guest of honours. India to resume tourist visa for Bangladeshi nationals from 28th of June. And in FIFA World Cup, Curaçao to take on Ivory Coast in Group E match at Philadelphia tonight. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement will act as a force multiplier to support the global economy. Addressing the India Global Forum IGF UK India Week in London today, Mr. Goyal said Free Trade Agreement FTA with the United Kingdom is the most comprehensive agreement that India has entered into so far. The minister reached the UK on a three-day visit to review the preparedness of both countries for the implementation of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement CETA, which will enter into force from July the 15th. Mr. Goyal added that the agreement will further integrate both countries into global value chains and open new avenues for economic cooperation and growth.
Partnership with UK is taking many more dimensions. So now we have a very highly strategic partnership, whether it comes to technology, investments, defense, and critical minerals, our shared objective to fight against terrorism, our effort to bring global peace and stability, our joint effort in several multilateral fora to bring good practices which will make it equal for all countries to do business in a fair and equitable manner.
Mr. Goyal said that the two countries are steadily expanding cooperation across several key sectors, including defense and critical minerals. The minister noted that India and the United Kingdom share a common commitment to combating terrorism and promoting global peace, stability, and prosperity. Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez today said that 164 people have died and 971 others were injured after a pair of powerful quakes rocked the country. The acting president had said earlier that at least 32 people had died after last night's 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes and that the toll was expected to rise. The quakes were among the strongest to strike Venezuela in more than a century and could be felt throughout the region. Buildings were evacuated in places as far away as Brazil's Amazon, about 1,700 kilometers from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Meanwhile, the president of Venezuela has acknowledged the solidarity expressed by India in the aftermath of the earthquakes, saying it is in keeping with the spirit of cooperation between the people of India and Venezuela in times of difficulty. She welcomed the remarks by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who expressed his condolences and India's willingness to support relief efforts in the wake of the severe consequences of the earthquake. Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with all those affected, and he also assured to extend all possible assistance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a state visit to Seychelles from 27th to 29th of this month to attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. The Prime Minister last visited Seychelles in 2015. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that a contingent of the Indian Defence Forces, along with two Indian Navy ships, will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold talks with President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hamini, and review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. The Prime Minister will also address the National Assembly of Seychelles and interact with members of the Indian diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today welcomed Amazon's record investment of $48 billion in India. Mr. Modi met CEO of Amazon, Andy Jassy, in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the investment will create new opportunities for the youth. He added it shows the growing interest across the world to invest in India. Talking to media, Andy Jassy said he is inspired by PM Modi's vision of a Vikasit and Atmanirbhar Bharat and committed to being a long-term partner in India's growth story.
Prime Minister's vision over the last 12 years is just remarkable, and how important the country is in almost every aspect around the world. And at the end of last year, we announced that we were going to invest another $35 billion in India between 2026 and 2030. And we just announced today that we're going to increase that amount from $35 billion to an incremental $48 billion.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India's newly appointed High Commissioner to Bangladesh, Dinesh Trivedi, formally assumed office today after presenting his credentials to Bangladeshi President Mohammad Shahabuddin at Bangabhavan in Dhaka. Following the credential presentation ceremony at the Presidential Palace, Mr. Trivedi visited the Indian Visa Application Centre, IVAC, in Dhaka to inspect its operation and interact with officials. Expressing satisfaction over the large number of applicants at the centre, the High Commissioner announced the resumption of normal visa operations for Bangladeshi citizens. He said application for tourist visas will be accepted from 28th of this month.
I am very happy to announce that we are resuming our normal visa applications for tourist visas, which can be submitted from 28th of June 2026. We will continue to facilitate medical visas in urgent cases on humanitarian consideration and ground.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the world is witnessing greater weaponization, high risk-taking and a politics suited to the social media era. Addressing the Jeju Forum for Peace and Prosperity 2026 in South Korea, Dr. Jaishankar said that forging new understandings and closer relationships among influential nations will help to stabilize the global order and address issues and problems through agenda-specific cooperation.
The global south should be enabled with greater capacity and greater opportunities. This would also create new factors of global growth and provide global goods through common and shared endeavors. We cannot rely on a few to uphold rules and norms. The world must take more control over its own future.
In the FIFA World Cup, Curaçao will take on Ivory Coast in Group E match at Philadelphia in US today late night. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 a.m. IST. In another Group E fixture, Ecuador will face Germany at East Rutherford in US. The match will begin at 1:30 a.m. IST. Later, Japan will take on Sweden in Group F match in Arlington, US tomorrow early morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:30 a.m. IST. In another fixture, Tunisia will face Netherlands in Kansas City, US. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:30 a.m. IST. Earlier, South Africa advanced to the knockout phase for the first time with a 1-0 victory over South Korea in Monterrey this morning. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in the Group A clash at the Emirates Old Trafford in Manchester. India comfortably surpassed the target of 137 runs, scoring 139 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 16.5 overs. Earlier opting into bat, Bangladesh posted 136 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. In the US Open Badminton Tournament, Indian players Tanvi Sharma, Devika Sehag and Kidambi Srikant have advanced to the singles pre-quarterfinal events in Fullerton. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India-UK Free Trade Agreement, most comprehensive agreement so far, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. Death toll rises to 164 after massive earthquakes hit Venezuela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses condolences and offers support for rescue and relief operations. Prime Minister Modi to visit Seychelles from 27th to 29th of this month to attend Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as guest of honour. India to resume tourist visas for Bangladeshi nationals from 28th of June. And in FIFA World Cup, Curaçao to take on Ivory Coast in Group E match at Philadelphia tonight. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.